Patient's last name is Koval. First name is Richard. Date of visit is March 26, 2026. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that he was in the Air Force in Germany. First up, it was between 1970 to 1972. First up, patient tells me that he was working with classified materials. First up, and there was this one day he was not able to breathe. First up, patient tells me that he had the complete loss of consciousness. First up, he tells me that he did not remember what happened. First up, he tells me that he went through a place of glass window. First up, a patient tells me that when he woke up, he did not remember what happened. First up, all he remembered that he was confused and disoriented. First up, patient was completely out of consciousness. First up, patient did not get any surgery in the brain. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me currently he has a lot of depression, anxiety, and mood symptoms. First up, patient has trouble understanding. First up, patient has trouble understanding words. First up, patient has headaches. First up, patient has equilibrium issues, problems. First up, patient has tripping and falls a lot. First up, patient is dizzy. Patient has balance problems. First up, patient also has social problems. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently retired. He's not working. First up, next paragraph. His MoCA examination is 27 out of 30. First up, he missed 3 on delay recall. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient not likely sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me between 1970 to 1972, comma, one day he was working in an Air Force, working with the Air Force in Germany. First up, a patient was working with classified materials. First up, one day he lost consciousness and can't breathe. First up, he tells me that he went through a glass window. First up, a patient tells me that he woke up, he was confused, disoriented. First up, he had memory problems. From the description he's telling me, comma, he likely has some syncopal episodes. It does not appear to be traumatic brain injury. As a matter of fact, his symptoms now, having depression, anxiety, mood problems, trouble understanding, comma, balance problems, these are likely underlying psychiatric symptoms. I do not believe that these are traumatic brain injury symptoms. This marks the end of dictation.